Welcome to the Rival Podcast. This is Juan. Thank you for joining me again. I just had a long weekend with some friends, and I was gone for one day. Sometimes you need resets. I'm not sure about you, but if you don't have that in your routine, I think I really highly recommend that you include that somehow. Find that for yourself, some way, shape, or form. It's going to do wonders for whatever goals it is that you have laid out for yourself. It's really going to help you. I'm telling you, if you haven't done that, please open up a note right now and make that a task, or open up your task manager and make that a task. A few things I wanted to talk about, but I just wanted to first recognize you. How are you feeling? I know it was Monday yesterday. So one thing I find myself asking myself, self, have you been an asshole to anyone lately? you know, I want to be a good person. I think that the breadcrumbs of my personality that I want to leave behind, or the impressions, the breadcrumb impressions I want to leave behind, I want them to be good ones. Can you tell I like food? No, I love food. But I'm giving you time to think. Have you been condescending? Have you been short? Have you been the person that you thought you were never going to be to someone today or recently? First of all, I'm going to say that I've partaken in that myself, maybe at some point. So I'm not here pointing. I'm here aligning myself with you, because I acknowledge it. What do we think? Have we? Maybe someone said something that I didn't quite understand, or thought it was said a certain way, because nowadays it's easier to interpret something because of the way you're feeling, not but purely by how it's written and how it was intended, because everything needs to be interpreted by the reader now. When I'm talking to you in person, I can, you know, articulate with my hands, a little body language action there, you know. But, you know, when I'm typing something, you know, I got to hope that you read it exactly how I intended it to read. Unless I have to, like, throw in some LOLs and exclamation points. You know, that's a lot of work, too. But that aside, have you been the person that you didn't think you were going to be? Or are you building up to be that? If you have been, maybe use this reset to think about it. If you don't feel you have been, I want you to think a little harder. Because maybe the person that you've been the biggest dick to is yourself. So if you can check that one off your list, you feel like you haven't been to other people, feel like you haven't been to yourself, then you win the prize of continuing life as a very well-balanced human and a self-aware human. Self-awareness is such a fickle thing. It's almost like you're ashamed to say you are self-aware, because there's always a fine line between that and self-absorbed. There's always someone in the wings just waiting to call you. Like, oh, this guy. Who the hell does he think he is? Give me a break, man. You're humble. Quiet, you can't trust him. He talks too much, brags and all that stuff. I guess context too, right? What do you go around saying? Me personally, I try not to portray anything that I'm not. To close off this little opening exercise, I just want you to know that that's cool too, right? You have those days, you have those days. We've all had them. What kind of relationship do you have with the person? Because remember, you know, I think about driving down the street and someone honking, right? So what do you do? Like, you slow down, like, be a dick about it, right? But that's messed up, man, right? Because you don't know if they have an emergency, man. So we gotta start thinking about stuff like that. No. I am not saying don't think about yourself first. That's not what I'm saying. Do not interpret it that way. When you're interacting, the old adage is treat someone like you would want to be treated. I love that. I think it's the basic fundamental principle that we should all be living by. And if we did, if we really applied that, we'd be really good. But I mean, we're sort of good. Because, you know, it's like, you know, treat others as you would treat others. That's how we live right now. What is this? What's happening? I have an exercise for us today. I hope I can keep it within 15 minutes. What I would like for you to do, you know, I was going to give you something because, again, this is your show. So you have to participate. It can't just be me. You're my co-host. So what I want you to do is just picture the dopest DeLorean, not DeLorean, that's mine, but picture the dopest time machine or the if I gave you an unlimited budget, what kind of time machine would you build? I need you to build it in like 5 seconds, right? So you have your time machine. I have mine, it's a DeLorean. Nothing else is ever gonna be a time machine. What I want you to do for this exercise is I would love for you to travel back 10 years, 2011. And I want you to just have a quick conversation with yourself. And it doesn't have to be anything specific, but I want you to really think about yourself and how you handle arguments. The relationships you were in, the people you spoke to, where you were in your career, where you were in education, right? The friends you had around you. I want you to have a conversation with that person right now. Just a few seconds. Just think about what that conversation would be like. You know, would you be a mentor? Would you be learning anything from them positively that you could apply now? Or would you feel like this dipshit is an idiot. Who is this? obviously, I'm playing. We're cool. But think about that conversation. Now, if you brought yourself back, I gave you a little bit of time to go back there. You had conversations from a time machine. What would you say? Did you learn from that version of yourself? Because I could tell you, man. I was naive. I definitely was way too trusting. I just started my professional, not just started, but that's when I took a role that changed my life, basically. I guess that you could say that's like the birth of maybe the ascension of my career professionally. And then I don't know, I just was like, you know, men, I guess the idea is that men mature later than women. I'm not gonna say that's not true. That's all I have to say about that. But I have a great deal of respect for the maturation process and the difference in all genders, right? So I just, the reason I want this for you and the reason this exercise existed, because, you know, you can take that time machine even after this show is done. You can go back 20 years if you existed. You can go, you know, go back as far back as you want. And the basic concept of this entire exercise is that I want to acknowledge that you are not in the same exact place that you were yesterday, good or bad. And if it's good, I want you to acknowledge that as a win. You did something good. Celebrate yourself. It's okay. It's all right. Don't post it. You don't have to like share it with anyone. Celebrate yourself in this moment right now. Give yourself a good feeling for a moment. You know, if you had trouble with an addiction, you're battling, man, you know, and you know, you had a moment, which us, all of us humans have, all of us. But you had a good day, celebrate yourself, man, or woman, or everybody, every single person, celebrate yourself. If you couldn't get out of bed yesterday, but you woke up this morning and you still took a shower, brushed your teeth and went to work, then celebrate yourself. I know the struggle. If you're still waiting for help, you haven't gotten it, but you're still hanging in there, you're still fighting, you're battling, you haven't given up, celebrate yourself. And if you don't need that, if you feel good enough about yourself, then help someone else, pick someone else up. It's our responsibility. You know, like 10 years ago, you know, I would have said this out loud, it would have been corny, right? You know, shedding all the toxic norms, we have to celebrate that too. We got this. One person can't, you know, I mean, although Elon Musk seems to be trying to be the one person, but one person can't do it alone. That's obvious. And it just doesn't take that mentality. We have to take it a step further. We have a long way to go. But the good news is, hopefully, we have 10 years from now we can think about. 10 days from now we can think about. 10 hours from now we can think about and celebrate your wins along the way. It's okay. You deserve it. I am knighting you. I'm officially knighting you. Deserving of some kudos. Well, friends, that's all I have. Well, it's not all I have. This is actually the second episode I did. The first one came out with a lot of audio errors. This one came out better. Look at that. Freestyle, no script. Damn, I was going to say Kobe. RIP. Jordan. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope I got you thinking. I hope you can take this conversation to someone else. You don't have to mention me. You don't have to tag me. Just keep the conversation going and hit me up if you have anything to add. Again, this is random intricacies from an animate object. I'm Juan. Thank you for joining me.